end our final scene for the night. Well, it's not really night anymore. It's, like, definitely daytime. Sky's wide above and everything. Last scene is the second half of that jealousy scene. So in this one, we have Motley Fool playing, Wash. I almost tried to mix those two. And I have Ragai playing Mal, with special guest appearances by, Sam Shafty One as Niska, and Sasia, who is cheating on Dylan with me, because she's cool like that. Sasia will be playing the part of Zoe, Wash's wife. So enjoy! It's my favorite scene.
I'm gonna say it again. Shipboard romances complicate things.
For who? For you?
For everyone.
Oh. What about love?
I ain't against it as a rule, but in a situation such as ours, it tends to cause problems. It splits loyalties.
Yeah. You know what I think?
What? What do you think? Because I'm interested.
This policy you got against shipboard relationships? That's just you projecting your own intimacy issues on everyone else.
Of course, it could be a lot simpler than that. Could be I just don't think you're good enough for Zoe.
I don't give a good goddamn what you think.
Oh, don't you? Zoe and I, we got a history. I figure you gotta be asking yourself some fundamental questions as to the nature of that history.
You never slept with my wife.
Oh, matter of fact, you know that for sure, do you? You ever ask her?
It never happened. Yeah, I know.
We've been together for a long time before you came along, Wash. She's a damn fine-looking woman.
It never happened. And you know, I know.
Hell. Tell me.
This old captain isn't Zoe's trouble. It's the guy she never slept with thing. Hell, Mal. I wish you had slept with her. Then at least she'd be over it.
Oh, you want me to sleep with her? Would that make you feel better?
It might.
I imagine it would do wonders for her, too.
Screw you!
Oh, get in line. Okay, Wash. I'm gonna do it. Wash! Listen, first thing when we get back. Listen to me! First thing when we get back, I'm gonna take your wife into my bed. Get me a little piece of...
There is a woman wanting to speak with you. She's got negotiations.
Let her in.
Run.
That's 5 times what you paid us for the train job.
Yes, you've had the... how you say? Good times. I see that.
It should be more than enough to buy back my men.
Oh, this is your opinion, is it?
It is.
They are perhaps damaged now. Are they worth so much to you?
Yes.
And to me, they are worth more. I think this is not enough. Not enough for two. But sufficient enough, perhaps, for one. You know, have...
Him, Wash. I'm sorry, you were going to ask me to choose, right? Do you want to finish?
Let him down.
Yes, sir.
He is yours. We are ended now.
Mal.
Shh.
A moment, please. This money, it is too much. Hey, yendo po blegma sa. You should have a small refund.
Oh, God.
Here you are. An ear should suffice. Now we are ending.
Come on, Wash.
He's insane.
I know it.
I mean, he's all the damn stories. He saved you in the war, but I didn't know.
You mean Mal?
He's crazy. He wouldn't break Zoe. He kept me from...
Okay.
I wouldn't have made it.
Shh.
It's just gonna kill him.
He's gonna make it last as long as possible. Days if he can.
That bastard's not gonna get days.
Okay, so, first of all, Sassy, did you cheat on us with the octopods? Because that really hurts. That really hurts me deeply. I'm a little betrayed by this, I gotta be honest. I don't know if I can keep you around next week. I might have to eliminate you from the whole competition.
Maybe she wanted better mixing, Dylan.
Shut up. Also, Sam, you're really talented. That accent owned. Like, that was believable. Like, okay, anyway. Mal, the accent threw me a little because I haven't heard anybody do the southern accent yet. Is that his character, Trick-or-Treat?
Okay, the way Firefly is written is that it's written sort of western. It's like a western in space. So the lines come off that way, which is why he did it like that. I'm really never ever really sure about accents because I'm seriously so inept at picking them out. If Nathan Fillion talks with an accent in this, then I'm like deaf. But Nathan Fillion talks like Nathan Fillion. So if Nathan Fillion talks with an accent, that's...
I thought your lines were good. Like I thought your lines were perfect in this. And I'm from the South, so I hear a lot of southern accents. I thought this was a good like kind of western characterization. I thought you did a good job. And then Wash, who was Mal and who was Wash?
Ryguy was Mal was Ryguy. And Motley Fool was Wash.
Wash, your dialogue was perfect. Like, your screams were really convincing, and I think that's really hard to convey. And, like, it was obvious you were in pain and were, like, beaten down. And I think you're probably my favorite of anybody on any team tonight except for my Trixa. But this scene is probably my favorite from the Octopods. Mm-hmm. And probably my favorite. If I'm being honest, it's probably my favorite out of any
That's right, bitch! That is fucking right!
Although I still think my team did better overall.
I know, but this scene overall is better.
This scene overall, I would say, is the winner of tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
We'll announce that in a minute.
Okay, so Ryguy, I was fascinated with how good you were, even though, A, you were trying to be quiet. B, you had so much else going on in your life at the time that you did these lines. And C, you did these, like, so last minute, and thank you so much for that. Seriously.
And they were amazing.
The reason I asked you to do it is because I knew you could make it into the next round if you could just, like, pull this off and, like, worry about whatever you have to as far as your personal life. And anyway, like, even though you were trying to be quiet when you were doing your screams, I think, well, even though they weren't really screams, like, the fact that I was able to mix Motley Fool and you at the same time really helped you out in that. When it got to the last part where you had your ear cut off, even that was okay because, like, Mal's a bit of a badass, and so he's really used to, like, holding himself in. So the fact that you had to be quiet sort of worked completely for you. And then Motley Fool, oh my god, I knew you would pwn this role, and that is why I gave it to you. Oh.
Okay, so I apologize for this, but Dylan's half of the critiques cut out somewhere along the line, and I know he, in fact, had more of this. So in place of Dylan, I'm going to put random improvs from Drox the Shredder, because it feels weird for me to cut it down, and plus that's too much effort. Have fun listening to the rest of my critique!
Zoe!
That's her name, right? I fucking hate it when I forget my wife's name when she's in danger. All I want to do is just be a fucking hero. But no, I have to be a fucking navigator. I can't save people from fires as a fucking navigator. I'm a failure!
No, I didn't want to critique this because I was like, what's there to critique?
Why do I have to fucking look at the helm? What the fuck is wrong with these motherfuckers? I'm just a fucking navigator. I'm not a fucking mechanic. I didn't sign up for this shit.
And then, okay, I'm just going to comment on the other two just because, come on.
they did great jobs, even though I pulled them in last minute and asked them to the cover up, and they aren't actually supposed to be critiqued in this. But, Sam, you did a great job for doing this, like, what, 30 minutes ago? Well, I guess by now, an hour and a half ago. You only dropped your accent once, and that was on, like, two words, so major props for that.
Really don't want to take this route. Just so you guys know, I don't want to fucking do it. I'm an unhappy boy. I'm an unhappy boy.
And then, Sasia, I love you so much. That was perfect.
Well, isn't that a piece of shit? I'm the only guy on here that has a friggin' wife, and I'm useful, and she gave me food, too, you know?
Mm-hmm.
That's like, what a piece of shit. Hey, let's kill off the navigator's wife so he kills himself. Because he wears a Hawaiian fucking shirt. It's obvious that he needs his wife around because he'll never be able to find another person to love him because he's such a fucking loser. What a piece of shit. Who wrote this thing? Joss Whedon? You're a fucking piece of shit. I hate you. Oh my God, how do you live with yourself knowing what you've done to this poor innocent navigator that wants to be a hero on the inside and he wears glasses and Hawaiian shirt and sandals and sometimes he wears a condom, but most of the time he doesn't, but it's just because sometimes he feels like his wife needs a little bit of extra stimulation and maybe a bit of warmth inside of her for JJ when they're having the sex. I can't believe what you've done to this man. He hasn't done anything to you. Why did you do this to him? Why?
Yeah, well, I mean, you didn't even need to hear anything that she did for us. Go check out her demo reel. It's varied, it's different, and it's awesome. Anyway, no, I don't stalk anybody, of course not. But yeah, I really felt everybody did a great job in this scene. Thank you so much for committing with what you did and everything. Oh, I didn't even have to do that much mixing. Like, I pulled out this random thing. Oh my God, thank you. I've kind of given up on that endeavor. I'm gonna spare you all. I think I ran out of improvs to use, too. Anyway, so time for the results, buddies!
And now it's time for eliminations, which we don't like. So, although at this point I kind of like it because there's so many people. Tregatry and I are going to take turns calling people safe. Then we're going to divide you up into teams later that won't be recorded. So if I call you safe, it doesn't necessarily mean you're on my team and are going to have to be subjected to my crappy mixing. So there you go.
And if I call you safe, it doesn't necessarily mean my amazing mixing will save you. By the way, doesn't matter how good mixing is, if you're a crappy actor, fuck you.
That's an excellent point. We couldn't decide on a winning team because both teams had really good points and both teams had really weak points. So we're calling a scene from each team immune. Our favorite scene from each team, and that everybody in that scene will be immune. In addition to Adelaide's immunity from her Christian Bale monologue.
Yes.
So in the Racing Ostriches, the first friend scene is immune. It was our favorite. So that's Pole Position, Dark Wolf, Adelaide again. Adelaide got double immunity, which is a record. it's a new record on the first episode. Autumn and Sonic Mega are all safe. We were debating between this and another scene on my team, but this was our favorite. Well, it was my favorite. and then Tregatrice's team.
And then
go ahead, Tregatrice.
Are going to call Jealousy Part 2 safe because, and that would be Rye Guy and Motley Fool. Yes.
That barely edged out Jealousy Part 1 is our favorite, and then the Friends scene barely edged out the Store scene is our favorite. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so Pole Position, Dark Wolf, Adelaide, Autumn, Sonic, Mega, Rye Guy, and Motley. You guys are all going to the next round.
Woohoo!
So congratulations. And now, Tregatry and I have to call, like, a bunch more people safe. All right, Tregatry's going to pick first. She's going to call 13 people safe, and I'm going to call 12 people safe.
Yes.
And if you're not called safe, then you have to leave the fallout shelter immediately and get attacked by the mutant llamas.
It'll be fun, I promise.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so my first person I'm going to call safe is Ackerman.
Actor man, you are safe. I don't see you on my list. Where are you, actor? Oh, there you are. You're safe, actor man. I'm going to call for my first person safe. I'm going to call Trixa, who's my favorite.
Sweet.
I hope you get on my team again, Trixa, next week. I'm going to fight for you. I'm sorry.
I'm going to call Sunshine McDuff safe.
Sunshine McDuff, you are safe. Where the hell are you on my list? My list is not... My list needs to be alphabetical or something.
Mine's not alphabetical either. It's in the order that they originally auditioned for their show.
Oh, I have her... I have her as her real name. That's what the problem is. Oh. All right. We're all calling people from our own scenes.
I'm going to call somebody from yours if you don't call this person next.
I will call somebody from yours if you don't call this person at some point.
Okay.
Sasuya, I know that's who you're going to call, and I'm going to call you first. I want to be the one to call you safe, Sasuya, even though you cheated on us. You're safe.
You did such a good job cheating. Thank you.
Yeah, don't let it happen again.
I am going to call next. Sam.
Sam?
Shafty One.
Shafty One, you are safe.
Well, apparently I accidentally already bolded, but oh well.
I'm gonna call Gail safe. Gail, you're safe.
I'm gonna call Pip-Boy safe.
Pip-Boy. I'm going to call Ducky Patterson safe.
Alright. I'm gonna call Josh safe.
Who stole his scene completely. Who?
Josh.
Let me get just a second to catch up, sorry.
No worries. We can't all have quick.
No. I'm going to call excuse me. Let's see. Sexy girl, I'm gonna call you safe for the second time.
Woo.
Stop liking Chagachi better than me.
I'm sorry, Dylan, it's just that I gave her a great part, and then, you know, she did great on it, and then, yeah.
You're a horrible stalker, sexy girl. All right, what do you got, Chagachi? Let me just tell you this, sexy girl. Chagachi probably wouldn't even have called you safe. She probably would have even eliminated. So you're pretty lucky that I called you safe again.
I doubt it. I think she did good enough for me to call her safe.
You don't know. You don't know. We don't know. We don't know that. All we know is I called her safe. Okay, sorry. Continue.
Oh, Russ. I'm going to call Russ safe.
Russ is safe. I'm going to call General Ivan safe, if only because of his rant at the end of his scene, his blooper.
Oh, man. I forgot.
He's safe now.
I'm gonna call Aya safe.
Aya is safe. Alright, this next person I'm gonna call safe. Excuse me. Neither one of us thought you did that great tonight, but I think if you get cast in a role where you can be play in a conversation, you'll do better. So I'm gonna save Rain Campos. I'm gonna give you another chance.
Yeah. We have confidence in you, Rain.
We do.
I'm going to call Kawaii Bleach 22 safe.
That is an excellent choice, Chagatry. That's the first wise choice you've made all night.
Mm-hmm.
Only sure. Not, because you just called Aya safe and she's good. Alright, it's getting down there now. It's getting down there. I don't even know how many people we have called safe. Eden, you're safe. Mr. Kitty.
Eden is safe. Drox the Shredder. Is safe.
Are you calling your boyfriend safe again?
Yeah. I felt he did
better. You didn't even like it. You didn't even like his performance.
No, I did like his performance. I just didn't like it completely.
By my calculations, we can call 8 more people safe. So there's 18 of you guys left, and there's only 8 spots. It's getting down there.
Mm-hmm.
Who will be the next to be called safe? It's going to be...
Is it my turn or yours?
It's my turn. It's going to be... WJ Mill, you're safe. There's 7 spots left. Check a tree.
I'm going to call... Valkyrie Cell is next.
Who?
Valkyrie.
Valkyrie? Really? Interesting.
I don't know, maybe I'm... She sort of reminded me of the actual Kaylee in some of her delivery. I don't know.
I have faith in her. I would be a really bad acted boyfriend if I didn't call my acted girlfriend safe. So, Dragonite Tara, you are safe.
Whoa.
There's 6 spots left, Trigatry.
Okay.
Or, no, yeah. Something like that.
I'm gonna call Mina-chan next.
Mina-chan, you are safe. Man, it's getting down there now. I'm getting concerned. Are you concerned? There's four spots left, and there's 14 of you.
Mm-hmm.
And this is where it gets difficult.
Mm-hmm.
For both Trigatree and myself.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. I'm going to call Jules safe.
Sweet.
Because I thought she did a good job.
Yes, she did.
I don't know why we didn't call her safe earlier, actually.
I'm having so much trouble, like, looking at the screen right now.
There are a lot of people.
I'm going to call Jim Knickerbocker safe.
Okay. These are the final two people being called safe. So, still out there that have not been called safe yet are Resficent, Hex Hot Stuff, Rachideer, Demon Star, Sarba, Clear Skies, Divine Dragon, Exio, Suddenly Seymour, Davian Atoga, Worse Than Chase, and Midori.
Okay.
Trigatree, I don't know. I wish we could call more people safe than we can, but we can't. We can't take any more with us than just these two. Alright, I'm gonna save for the final choice, and I'm sorry guys, I hate doing this. Davian Atoga, you're safe.
Yay!
And I said your name right. You're welcome.
Okay. I'm gonna save Suddenly Seymour.
Are you?
Mm-hmm.
That was the final choice. Suddenly Seymour, you are safe. Midori Midori Bushi.
Boshi.
Chase.
If it's Japanese, it's
Midori Boshi. Worse Than Chase. Exio, Divine Dragon, Clear Skies, Sarba, Demon Star 13, Hex Hot Stuff, and Resficent. I'm sorry, you guys. We enjoyed having you in the shelter.
Yes.
Now get the hell out. Slam the door, Trigatree. Slam the door.
Okay.
Before they come out.